Voice of America. Anda masih bersama Ari juga Dania, langsung dari VOA di Washington DC. Dari dunia hiburan ada info terbaru mengenai penyanyi Taylor Swift. Selengkapnya bersama Leah Johannes.
Pengadilan Distrik Amerika memenangkan tuntutan Taylor Swift bahwa DJ David Mueller meraba bokong penyanyi tersebut dalam suatu sesi pemotretan. Kejadian itu terjadi sebelum konser Swift di Denver 4 tahun lalu. Karen Steinhauser, profesor hukum di University of Denver, Sturm College of Law, mengatakan,
"This case comes down to credibility. Did the jurors believe Taylor Swift or did they believe Mueller's version as to what happened? And I think clearly they believe Taylor Swift."
Swift merasa bahagia dan berharap putusan pengadilan itu akan memberi inspirasi bagi para korban pelecehan seksual. DJ David Mueller diharuskan membayar ganti rugi sebesar $1, angka yang menurut Douglas Belridge, pengacara Swift, sebagai $1 yang simbolis, sebuah nilai yang tidak terukur bagi perempuan yang mengalami situasi tersebut.
As I said in the closing, that dollar is a single dollar, and it is of immeasurable value in this ever going fight for us to figure out where the lines are and what's right and what's wrong and tolerance and whose body is whose and so on and so forth.
Dalam pernyataannya, Swift berharap kasusnya dapat membantu mereka yang suaranya perlu didengar. Swift juga berjanji akan memberikan sumbangan dana bagi kelompok-kelompok yang menolong korban pelecehan seksual. Sesaat setelah kejadian itu, keluarga Swift awalnya tidak ingin mengungkapkan kejadian memalukan itu kepada umum dan langsung menghubungi atasan Mueller untuk melakukan penyelidikan. Namun tahun lalu, DJ Mueller menuntut sebesar $3 juta kepada Swift dengan alasan ia kehilangan pekerjaan. Mueller yang kalah dalam pengadilan itu juga harus membayar seluruh biaya pengadilan, kata Karen Steinhauser.
Under the law, the winning party is entitled to attorney's fees, for costs, all of those things. And so it depends on if Taylor Swift's attorneys then request fees and costs from the Mueller side. And, you know, there most likely be a hearing because the side that wins then needs to lay out all of the costs they believe were appropriate, and the court finds then what would be appropriate costs in this case.
Para penggemar Swift ikut senang dengan putusan pengadilan itu. Mereka ikut berada di luar menunggu putusan pengadilan. Berikut ini reaksi para penggemar Swift.
Well, part of it was that we are very big fans, mm-hmm. So it was, yeah. We wanted to come see our idol, but just that it means so much to see our idol stand up for something that she believes in for 4 consecutive years, for not much on her behalf except for that feeling that she won, she stood up for something that she believed in, and that was just really cool, and we wanted to be able to see that.
I was really happy because Taylor Swift is one of my role models, and when she stood up, like, by being in that courtroom, she's standing up for women all around the world, and I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, I really look up to her, and it was cool to see the expression on her face. She was so happy that she had won her case.
Well, it looks like from where we were that she started crying and she gave her mom a hug, which I just thought was sort of same how I felt. Just I was so relieved because she was standing up for what she believed in, and it was really important to see that she won.
Heather Connell dan ketiga putrinya juga ikut memberi dukungan bagi Taylor Swift di luar pengadilan.
I just love the person that Taylor Swift is, the role model that she is for my girls, and her music inspires us, and just this whole event of her standing up for her rights and for what she knew is true, it's just such a good lesson to my girls.
Nancy Leong, profesor hukum di Universitas Denver, mengatakan putusan itu penting karena kita kini berada di suatu titik dalam masyarakat di mana suara perempuan didengar di dalam pengadilan. Ia menambahkan, selama berabad-abad dan dekade, hal itu tidak terjadi di pengadilan. Profesor Leong menambahkan, putusan itu akan menjadi inspirasi bagi korban-korban pelecehan seksual lainnya untuk berani mengungkapkan kisah mereka.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge. VOA Executive Lounge tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman
dan saya Aliona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.